MSNBC's Read, GOP so filled with fear and rage, they don't want anyone to feel safe. By Pam Kee on June 6, 2022. MSNBC anchor Joy Reid said Monday on her show The Readout that Republicans were so filled with rage and fear they don't want any American who disagrees with them to feel safe anywhere in the country. Reid said, the concept of safe spaces, which the Merriam-Webster dictionary describes as a place intended to be free of bias, conflict, criticism or potentially threatening actions, ideas or conversations. Like safe spaces for sexual assault survivors, transgender, etc., but for the idea on the right idea is something more threatening. Spaces online and in real life where conservatives feel they get shut down for voicing unpopular views and where political correctness and wokeness force them to walk on pins and needles or just keep quiet for fear of getting canceled. To put it mildly, they don't like safe spaces, okay, they really, really hate them. She continued, what's happened on the right and specifically inside the Republican Party in the last couple of decades is that their sense of victimhood and frankly fear and rage at an increasingly diverse country where they aren't automatically at center of everything, where other communities have gotten a chance to be focused on, like Hollywood and books and in the culture and have elected political leaders who look like them. President Obama, Kamala Harris and a guy who has recruited onto the bad list for being associated with both of them, Joe Biden. Their anger has frankly corroded into something more like hate, to the point where they, even as a minority, only about 30% of Americans are Republicans, are openly flaunting the idea that because they're not happy in and don't feel affirmed by a more socially liberal modern multicultural and, yes, more secular America that there should be no safe spaces. If they had anything to do with it, there would be no place in this country where any of us should feel safe. That's our punishment. We have a political party that's selling demographic panic and rage and alienation. A really dangerous combination, saying basically that Democrats should feel afraid. She added, I mean, they're saying immigrants should feel afraid and that quote, unquote, socialists should feel afraid, and since all Democrats are supposedly socialists, well, too many immigrants are coming here. Build a wall to keep them out. Separate them from their kids. Women are having abortions and not helping grow the domestic population of infants. We'll just pass laws to make them give birth. Rape, incest, we don't care. You're going to do it, and anyone who helps you should fear getting sued. They're teaching history. That makes me mad. Ban the books, make teachers too afraid to teach what I don't like. Reid continued, we're not allowed to feel physically safe anywhere in America thanks to Republicans' ironclad partnership with the blood-soaked NRA. Which long ago quit the gun safety business and has been working for decades to make sure that the most lethal arms get into as many alienated 18 and 19-year-old incel hands as possible so that we can feel safe at Walmart, at the supermarket, at Bible study or church service, at the salon, at the hospital. She concluded, Republicans want you to get used to feeling this way, unsafe, every, all the time. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.